Let's suspend our sense of disbelief for a moment. You're walking through downtown Tempe, and a wild animal of the kind you've only seen stuffed in a natural history museum like a saber-toothed tiger leaps out from behind the ATM. So what do? If it's handy, grab an atl-atl.
The atl-atl essentially is a stick with a hook on it. Okay, there's a hook on one end. There's an area that you grasp as a handle on the other end. What the stick does, it gives you a longer arm.
Bob Sizemore is president of SALT, the study of ancient life ways and technologies, and an atl-atl aficionado. I met him at the Pueblo Grande Museum in Phoenix, which is hosting World Atl-Atl Day on Saturday morning.
So when you swing a stick, the longer the stick is, the higher the velocity at the end of it. It's the fly swatter, baseball bat, tennis racket concept, that the longer it is, the faster it's going to be out at the other end where it makes contact with what you want to propel. And typically an atl-atl connects to the back end of the spear.
The atl-atl came before the bow and arrow, but the concept is similar. You're using one piece, in this case the atl-atl, to send something else, like a spear or a dart, flying toward the bullseye.
It is a system that was used all over the world before the bow and arrow was invented, and for many, many centuries it was used before archery. And there's hardly anywhere around the world that there weren't examples of atl-atl.
Our little target there is a javelina, the one that I keep missing.
Yes.
In the history of atl-atl, was it used just for hunting? Was it used? What's the origin of why it was used?
To extend your range. The atl-atl allowed you to propel a projectile with more speed and distance than you could by hand.
Charlie Tadano is also passionate about the atl-atl. He acted as my instructor. We connected the spear to the atl-atl, and then?
Okay, now what we need to do is to get into like a quarterback stance, okay? All right, your feet are spread properly apart. Great, okay, with your left hand, since your right hand is deep, go ahead and point towards the target. Bring your right hand back a little bit. You want to keep that shaft as horizontal and pointed toward the target. Very good. Okay, your cock locked and ready to go. Go ahead and just do that follow through, okay? That heavy swing. Very good.
It really wasn't, but I did learn a lot. To see an expert in the making, though, watch our producer Sarah Ventry online at kjzz.org.